date and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Join us today beginning at noon for a remote broadcast of all things real estate from 220 Irvine Street, located between Alto and Agua Fria Streets and only minutes from the Santa Fe Plaza. Join Ray Post, his Sotheby's International Realty colleagues, Roxanne Apple and Abigail Davidson, as well as property owner Carol Thomas, Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title, Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, and Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency for interesting conversation, refreshments, and a tour of this historic compound. All the homes in this compound share the beauty of a lush, sequestered courtyard, a link to Santa Fe's past, and the unquantifiable charm that comes from living in a place where every part of the home has been crafted with an artisan's eye. Featuring its own brick patio, polished oak floors, skylights, Kiva fireplace, custom stone kitchen countertops, and dedicated parking space, this home for sale is a haven of peace and privacy. For information, call 660-5998. That's 660-5998. And join us today at noon at 220 Irvine Street for all things real estate.
Do you know where the food from your favorite restaurant comes from? Dine at a restaurant that is participating in the Farm to Restaurant Project, and you can be assured that your food is local. It's good for the economy, our community, and the environment. Plus, it's healthier and tastier. Just ask the chef. Spend your Thursday evening at Cook with the Chef starting at 5:30 at the Santa Fe Farmers Market from now until October 6th. Go to SantaFeAlliance.com. Farm to Restaurant Project. Connecting local farms, restaurants, and you.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live, listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via SantaFe.com. Here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome to a special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite all of you to join us at 220 Irvine Street, a very unique and historic condo compound located between Alto and Agua Fria Streets and just minutes from downtown Santa Fe. And when you get here, you'll be able to take a tour of this fabulous compound, enjoy some food being grilled by Mr. Bernardo Garcia of BMG Contractors, and take in all the real estate commentary offered by my special guests. So come on over to 220 Irvine Street, located between Alto and Agua Fria Streets. Joining me today, as he has on many previous occasions, is my guest co-host, Mr. Steve Freeman of Fidelity National Title. Nice to have you on the show today, Steve.
Great to be here, Ray, and enjoy this plush setting over on Irvine Street.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you. Color commentary. I'm going to be bringing Steve back on in a minute here. So on site today are also my two broker colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty, Abigail Davidson and Roxanne Apple, both are the co-listing brokers of this property. Before we get going with the show, I think it's appropriate to acknowledge this solemn date, the 10-year anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on our country. It's hard to find all the right words to express the memories and feelings each of us has regarding the shock and sacrifice, but also the heroism that was present on that sunny afternoon in 2001 in New York, Washington, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So in honor of all those who lost their lives that day, as well as the men and women of our military who have made the ultimate sacrifice in response to the events of 9/11, and especially in recognition of the survivors of all those lost souls, perhaps the best response we all can give is quite simply to never forget and reflect as often as possible on the significance of what happened on the Tuesday in September of 2001. So with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the 1260 KTRC studio, and Braden and Tyler, my trusty technician sidekicks here at 220 Irvine Street, let's get underway by bringing Mr. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage onto the show for his weekly dose of mortgage counsel. Welcome to the show, Ron, and you just pulled up a second ago.
You're like a movie star.
I'm losing my connection here. Don't move your hand, Tyler. We've got some technical. I'm going in and out. technical issues. But I'll tell you what, Ron, go ahead. You've got the floor.
Well, I'm like the movie star without the entourage this morning. I'm glad to be here on this solemn day. And what I'm going to talk about today is actually the chronology of the transaction. So we're going to start off with what I need to get first, which is a fully executed contract with all counteroffers and addenda, which then enables me to put the deal together. And I've, at this point, already given the borrower a list of documentation that I need to see to put the deal together. So once I get that information, I can then send the conditional pre-qualification letter to the realtor. And then at that point, I can start to prepare the file for processing. And during that process, I have to have an application package signed within 3 days of receipt of the contract, order title, verify employment and assets. And one of the things that I think a lot of people don't know about is that we need to verify that all parties in the transaction are not on a list that HUD prepared for that would actually knock them out of the transaction. So we can get into that at a later date and explain all of that. But once we get all that information together, then I can send the file to underwriting, and we actually do that electronically. We don't set up the package. We do it all through the Internet on a secured website. And at that point, the lender will send all their disclosures to the borrower within 3 days of the receipt of the file, and they set the file up for underwriting. And the lender, once it's underwritten, will order the appraisal from a third-party management company. And this part of the process sometimes can take up to a week before we can actually get the appraisal ordered. So once we get the conditional approval and I receive that, then there may be some additional conditions that are to be met, which have to be done in a timely fashion. At that point, we get a clear to close. And then we can order documents from the closing department, and we're ready to go. Well, one thing that I've mentioned in the past here over the last few weeks is that there still can be some things that the lender will check to make sure that, for instance, the house is still there, because after the fires of the last month or so, that's something that they will check. They'll also re-verify the borrower's job status and perhaps assets. So we continually go through this process right down to the end until we get to closing. So it's a very definitive process, and there is a very definitive number of steps we follow.
Ray, your audio is out. You might need to use another mic.
Okay, very good. Then I'm going to use the microphone. Well, I'll tell you what, Ron, we're on a flying through today.
Okay.
Thank you very much for that comment.
You're very welcome.
What do you think of this beautiful compound?
Oh, this is fabulous. You know, I use that superlative quite a bit when we go to these remotes, but this is just absolutely beautiful. A little oasis in the middle of town. It's just fabulous.
Yeah. Well, as always, great commentary from Ron Blesky. Good to have you on the show today, and you've also given Roxanne Apple some music to her ears, speaking highly of her listing today. So thank you very
much.
Happy
to do it.
And with that, I want to invite my colleague Roxanne Apple to join me in telling the listeners about this very special condominium compound here at 220 Irvine Street. Welcome to the show, Roxanne. How are you? Go ahead.
Hi, it's Roxanne. I apologize right away for my scratchy throat. I don't know, something about the weather is making me a little hoarse. So
well, you sound very loungy today.
Loungy. Oh,
that's good. That's a good thing.
I wish.
Roxanne, for a couple of minutes, why don't you frame for the listeners what they're going to see when they come by today to this lovely compound here at 220 Irvine Street, okay?
Well, this compound is like stepping into the heart of what people think about when they think about Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
It's been here for a very long time, and I'm going to let the owner talk about the history and the neighborhood. She has done an amazing job over the last 20 years recreating, improving, remodeling, restoring these various units into a place where it's just almost sort of magic when you walk through the gates on either Ambrosio or Irvine Street.
Yeah, and you can come in through two gates. That's a good point. And we have big banners and Sotheby's International Realty open house signs on both streets. So, again, as Roxanne said, you can enter this lovely compound either direction. This is a rather unusual listing for you guys to have, you and Abigail. You don't find these too often, do you?
No, you don't. And we were sort of struck the first time we walked through the gate. It's like a little oasis, as Steve said, and it's incredibly lush.
Uh-huh.
And it has offers privacy, but also a sense of community. The people who live here know one another. They come and go. They feel comfortable sharing common areas,
right.
Which are beautiful. Fountains, aspens, flowers. Carol has just done an amazing job.
Yeah.
We have two units that actually abut each other on the market today. And what isn't apparent when you walk into either one of them is that should someone want both of them, there is a doorway that can be opened up so that they can actually have three bedrooms, three baths, right here on the corner of the compound with private spaces, one incredibly large private courtyard, and another courtyard that is darling and opens into the main shared space.
Well, when Roxanne was coming on the show, she said, well, I don't know what I'm going to be saying, Ray. You did, it was poetic how you basically described this lovely compound. Well, with that, Roxanne, I'm going to let you basically go off and be a real estate broker and treat all the folks that come to the compound today with all that grace and charm that you bring to your listing. So thank you very much for being on the show. That's Roxanne Apple, who's the co-listing broker, along with Abigail Davidson, of this lovely compound here at 220 Irvine Street. I now want to introduce, and just for the benefit of the listeners, we're sort of sharing microphones today, so it's going to be a little sort of uneven here occasionally, but I want to bring on the famous person that Roxanne actually spoke about, and that is Carol Thomas. And I say famous because last week she actually was featured in a article in the Santa Fe New Mexican that spoke to the beauty and the amenities of this lovely compound. Carol, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ray.
Well, and Carol's she's going to actually show all of you what I'm talking about here, and that is she's a former broadcaster. So we're going to be, throughout the program, Steve Reiman, my co-host, and I are going to be enjoying having a professional on the show with us. He and I are both amateurs, so... anyway, it's a delight to have you. I guess maybe we're going to go through several different segments during the program. We've got about a minute before we take a break here, Carol. Why don't you, from the owner's standpoint, just frame for the listeners why they should show up today, and then later on in the program we'll talk about the history of this compound.
Ray, this compound is surrounded by a nice, tall, territorial wall, which is very traditional in old Santa Fe. It has large wood gates. And usually they're closed for the privacy and security of the people who live here.
Right.
Today they are wide open. We're having a carne asada barbecue, and we would like people to come and see the Larivas compound. It's very unique. It's like a little village in here, and you would just never know it was here by driving by.
Uh-huh.
You really have to. It's a must-see place. It's a must-experience place. And I think that when you come in here, you can feel the history and the love that was here from the family. And it's just a beautiful place. It's very lush. We have lots of trees. Almost everything that grows in New Mexico is planted in here.
Excellent summary. For those of you who have not seen this compound before, please come on by here to 220 Irvine Street today. Join us for some, as Carol said, some authentic New Mexican food prepared by Bernardo Garcia of BMG Contractors. Enjoy the commentary of Mr. Steve Reiman, who's coming up in the next segment. Carol Thomas, the owner. We heard from Mr. Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage a few minutes ago, so stay tuned. We'll be back here in a minute.
This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking mountain views, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites, ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each home site offers access to recreational options including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, Approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Bridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and amenities, Canyon Bridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Bridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com or call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900, and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
When our eyes met from across the room, I knew we were meant to be together. Hi, I'm Rochelle Lefebvre, and that's why I adopted my adorable dog, Honey. Now I'm working with Best Friends Animal Society to create a day when there are no more homeless pets. Each year, millions of dogs suffer horrendous conditions in puppy mills. Their sole purpose is to make money for the people who supply puppies to pet stores across the country. Meanwhile, about 4,000 dogs are killed every day in America's shelters. You can help stop this by not adding to the demand for pet store puppies. Together, we can ensure that all of America's dogs have a family of their own. When searching for your next best friend, go to your local shelter and rescue a great dog like Honey. Do what I did. Adopt. Don't shop. Let a shelter dog steal your heart. Visit Best Friends Animal Society at puppiesaren'tproducts.com or bestfriends.org.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 220 Irvine Street. Easy to get to if you're, sort of for some people. I'm looking at one person who had a hard time finding his way over here, but he will remain unnamed, Ron Blessing. Anyway, I can hear balloons popping in the background. This is like a party here. We are in this beautiful condo compound. We invite you to come on over here, enjoy some grilled food, take a tour of the lovely grounds here, look at the condominiums that Abigail Davidson and Roxanne Apple have for sale, and meet the owner, Carol Thomas, who is actually the general contractor of this property. Before we get back into the show, I want to tell you about the well-regarded institution, Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable lead trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. Again, that's 984-2700. And see why Santa Fe Trust is, in fact, one of the best places to go for estate planning activities. I now want to introduce my special co-host today, the famous, as he always is, and effervescent Mr. Steve Riemann, the Santa Fe area manager of Fidelity National Title. Steve, we have quite a location we're doing a remote broadcast from today. We've done a lot of them together, but this one really sort of takes the cake, doesn't it?
This one is wonderful. You can merely drive down the street, come through the big, fabulous wooden gates, and step into an oasis, a haven, a place that takes you to another life and another time. What a wonderful place to visit today. I'm having fun.
Well,
there's a lot of fun in this place, too.
Well, there is a lot of fun, and only made more so by you being present, Ron Blessing, and, of course, Carol Thomas, who's joining us here at the table. Carol is the owner of this condo compound. I have a hard time. Condo compound. She actually took this thing, which was, and I say thing because when you bought it, it was a thing, and you basically transformed it, didn't you?
I did. Ray, the first time I saw this, it was on a cold winter night, kind of dark. I walked all the way through the Guadalupe District because I heard about this property. And when I stood outside of it, it was sort of a shock. It started to snow. The snow was coming down. It was very gray. And this property was really a sad, sad case. But I don't know what happened. There was just something in my heart. And I saw these little sad casitas around an open area, and I was struck with a vision. Now, not in every detail, mind you, but I was looking for a good 1031 exchange. I was also making a big change in my life, and I guess it was not necessarily love at first sight, but you know how sometimes you're attracted to something that is dangerous?
But,
it was kind of like that.
You're looking at me when you're saying that. I'm not sure I know what you mean. But you know, let's back up for a moment here. When you're doing some sort of inside baseball conversation, I'm going to have Steve Riemann, the Santa Fe area manager of Fidelity National Title, explain to the listeners that don't know what a 1031 exchange is. Steve, why don't you do that?
The 1031 exchange, also called the Starker exchange, is technically an IRS function. When sellers will typically sell their property, they face or they may face some taxability with respect to their gains, et cetera. And so we use what's called the Starker of a 1031 exchange to defer the taxes due on the gain. Now, you don't avoid the taxes, but by reinvesting those funds into another project, and there are a few deadlines and a few technicalities to it, but by reinvesting those gains from one sale into another investment, another property, you can defer the taxes on that gain until ultimately you sell the next property or the next property, often used by investors to just continue to build and grow and defer their taxes at the same time.
Excellent explanation. And I'm just curious with what Steve just said, Carol, so you approach this as a 1031 exchange opportunity. Where are you in the process? You're selling the condos now. Are you still sort of going through that?
No, that was 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
This was my first development. It took me almost 8 years. I have done a couple of other properties, a couple of other developments, and quite frankly, I'm ready to turn the page and get to the next chapter. So I'm sure that Uncle Sam and I we'll be meeting down the road very soon, hopefully, when I sell these.
Yeah, well, he has a way of finding you, that's for sure. turning the chapter, as you said, let's talk about the rich history that exists here. And again, just to be correct, you're calling this the Larabas condo compound. So why don't you, for the benefit of the listeners, tell them what that means?
Well, it's really Larabas.
Larabas.
Larabas. Back in the 30s, maybe late 20s, Antonio Larabas was in Torero, New Mexico, where he met Adela. She ran a boarding house. They married and came to Santa Fe. Antonio started a grocery store. Actually, Adela started the grocery store, probably on a couple of boards and turned over boxes in her living room. And it was the neighborhood grocery store. Then they expanded and added on and added on and added on. They tore down the penitentiary out there on Cordova, and so the Larabases went up and got some pentile and added a few more feet onto the grocery store. Also, they had all of these children. They had one child together, Della, who was Della V. Hill, and they added these little casitas on. Fortunately for me, one day while I was out here with my tool belt on, this lady pulled up in her Cadillac and said, what are you doing? And I invited her in, and she started telling me about every board and block and brick that was here, and it was Della V. Hill.
Wow.
And she said, I'm Della. I'm Antonio and Adela's daughter. And from that day on, she took me under her wing, and she was just my mamacita. And Della passed last year, and her spirit is still here. Her mother and father's spirit is still here. Her two sons live in Santa Fe, and they're wonderful guys. They come by once in a while, and there's just this became my family here, and this became a project more than just a building project.
And later on in the show, we're going to talk about that one condo that is available for people to look at here today at 220 Irvine Street that was the former grocery store. That Carol is referencing. Steve, we've got about a minute or so before you have to take a break here. With that rich history, at Fidelity National Title, you deal with properties all over Santa Fe. Again, besides all the interesting visual nature of this, but that history sort of is unusual, isn't it, for something right down here that's available for sale right now?
Extremely unusual and a real resort in the middle of this community here. One of the things, you know, we almost started out, since this was the 1031, we almost made it seem like it was investor-driven, et cetera. This compound is absolutely from the heart, Carol. You have developed a warm and comfortable and cozy, all the textures, all the brick and tile and funkiness that we love about Santa Fe is all in here, and frankly, folks, very affordable. But it's just a historical place where you can feel that history. You can feel the people that lived here before and loved here before. And it's very warm and comfortable.
Well, I'm going to actually take a break with that. I could not conclude this segment any better than that. So come on down here to 220 Irvine Street. Meet the owner, Carol Thomas, that Steve Reiman was just talking about. Actually, meet Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title, Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. In the next segment, we're going to introduce Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Stevens, a consignment gallery, Santa Fe's premier consignment service. Decorators, dealers, motion picture industries, and your source for quality furniture, antiques, art, silver, jewelry, and estate items. From the funky to the formal, Stevens has what it is that you want. Because new inventory arrives daily, it's likely that Stevens will have that special piece or that functional furnishing that you want. Stevens also offers timely appraisal services, as well as estate and house sales. For over 26 years, Stevens has served the Santa Fe community with trust, integrity, and honesty in all their dealings with their customers. So if you're looking to purchase or are looking to sell, Stevens, a consignment gallery, is your best bet for a successful and pleasant experience. Pickup and delivery are available. Stevens, a consignment gallery, 2701 Cerrillos Road, 471-0802. Open daily from 10 to 5.
Baby got you frazzled? Get many mothers. Are you looking to become a part of a vital, loving, giving community? Consider volunteering for the nonprofit organization Many Mothers. Many Mothers' village approach to family support creates a brighter future for our children and our communities. Many Mothers provides support to its volunteers, who then use their skills and expertise to help a family with its practical, educational, and emotional concerns. And the mothers served become physically renewed and psychologically empowered to meet the daily challenges of raising a family. Plus, family members are supported in forming attachments and in bonding, which is critical to a child's lifelong physical and emotional development. Many Mothers is a free alternative home visiting option for mothers with newborns. If you are a new mother or expecting and would like to learn more, or if you are a caring woman who would like to volunteer, please call Many Mothers at 670-1106 or visit the website at manymothers.org. Whether you volunteer for, contribute to, or help spread the word, Many Mothers appreciates your support.
Keep in touch with us on Facebook. Just like Talk 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 220 Irvine Street, a very interesting and historic condo compound, very easy to get to off of St. Francis Drive. Just make a left or a right, depending on which direction you're going on St. Francis, onto Agua Fria, and then make a left turn onto Irvine Street. Follow the signs from Sotheby's International Realty and come to this compound. You can come in and enjoy some grilled food provided by Bernardo Garcia of BMG Contractors. Take a tour of this lovely compound and meet all of my special guests here today. Again, before we go back into the show, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. And with that, segueing sort of to a friend of Tom Simon's, I want to invite Vince Marciano, marketing manager with the Sachs Insurance Agency, to join me and my show co-host Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title. Welcome to All Things Real Estate again, Vince.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you need to lean in a little bit more. Follow the lead of Mr. Reiman. He is a professional on this. Vince, since we're sitting in a condominium association community, I know that you want to speak to insurance issues that relate to this type of venue, but first of all, what do you think of this property?
Beautiful. Beautiful, and after listening to what everyone said, I think they hit the nail right on the head. It's tranquil, it's serene, it's a wonderful, wonderful area.
Yeah. Vince, if the buyer was walking in today, and there will be many buyers who will walk in today that may want to write an offer on this, hand it over to Abigail Davidson and Roxanne Apple, the co-listing brokers, some of the things that they might be interested in knowing about, and Mr. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage, who's sitting here at the end of the table, has talked about this as well from the lender and the mortgage side, but from the condominium association insurance side, what would be some of the questions that a buyer might want to inquire of the listing broker?
What they would want to know for certain is what the insurance responsibilities are of the owners versus the association. What I mean by that is typically in the bylaws or the CC&Rs, you're going to have specific verbiage identifying what the association is responsible for insuring, whether it be studs out, inclusive, so on and so forth. So the unit owner wants to know for certain what their dues are going toward as far as the overall insurance package.
Mm-hmm. And let's assume that that person does come in today and he or she makes an offer on this condominium. One of the things that we would be doing immediately is having them contact Mr. Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title. Actually, Steve would have probably been working with Abigail and Roxanne in advance of that to get all the title work together. Steve, with Vince Marciano providing the condo association insurance, you find it probably on many occasions to work with Vince or people within the condo insurance business, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely, Ray. The condominium concept requires a fair amount of cooperation among the various vendors. Title insurance obviously needs to disclose the various CC&Rs, as we call them, covenants, conditions, and restrictions. You'll want to read the bylaws so that you know what your responsibilities are as to each property. Again, working with Vince to make sure that you understand what you want to insure as compared to what the condominium is insuring, making sure that we have enough occupancy ratios, et cetera, so that Ron can get you approved for your loan. It takes a good coordination. That's fun, frankly. That's
right.
Enjoyable.
Yep.
When we can all pull together on the same oars and make a good transaction happen.
Right. And you alluded to Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage has talked on many occasions about the importance of having this teamwork. Pass the mic down to Ron, because he said he wanted to say something to me earlier when I was talking about his directional ability. What do you want to say?
Just one word, MapQuest. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work, yes. In fact, the guys coming from Hutton Broadcasting use MapQuest as well, and it led them, I think, to Suzuki. So,
yeah, I was in Albuquerque, actually.
Well, you drove really fast. Well, anyway, Ron, I'm going to give you 2 seconds to say a couple of things, too, just to reiterate or underscore what Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title is talking about, this teamwork thing, working with Vince Marciano on condo insurance. It's all very critical, isn't it?
It really is, and as Steve said, the coordinated effort is very important because as a lender, I need to know warrantability, non-warrantability, how I can place the financing, where I can place it, and there's always a solution to every problem. We just have to have all the details in order to solve it.
Mm-hmm. I want you to pass the microphone back. Thank you, Mr. Ron Blessy, and we'll take that MapQuest suggestion to heart. Vince Marciano of the SAC Insurance Agency. So the buyer has made the offer. Do you guys actually get involved with individual buyers of properties as well with insurance policies, or are you just strictly working on condo insurance association?
We
insurance?
Handle the commercial aspect, so the condo owners association's insurance requirements. Whether it be the property, the general liability, fidelity, directors and officers, we handle all those components. We also handle the individual condo owners and their HO6 policies, which are the individual condominium policies.
That's the vernacular, the HO6 is that's for an individual policy.
For an individual.
Uh-huh.
So that will cover their liability, their personal property,
uh-huh,
and whatever else is required that isn't by the association itself.
Gotcha. Before I let you go, Vince, and thank you for coming all the way from Los Alamos today to visit us and actually meet Carol Thomas. You guys may be doing some business on the side here. Anything you want to leave with the listeners relative to condo association insurance that you haven't already talked about?
Absolutely. When you make the transaction, typically the insurance portion is somewhere at the bottom of the stack. You want to pull it out annually. You want to review it and make certain that if there have been any changes, any modifications, that they are correctly reflected in your insurance policy.
Mm-hmm. And, Vince, if someone wanted to get a hold of you and talk about condo association insurance, what's the best way of reaching you?
Best way of reaching me is through Probably my cell phone.
Okay.
505-490-0182.
All right, very good. That's Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency, as always, bringing some very good commentary about condo association insurance. And, by the way, thank you so much for being a supporter of All Things Real Estate. Really appreciate
thank you,
it. You really make this team work well with Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title, Vince Marciano of Sachs Insurance Agency, and Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. It's a strong group. So thank you very much. I tell you what, I want to introduce now and bring on to the show another special guest for a different perspective on this unique condo compound. I want to have Mr. Sonny Golden join me and Steve Reiman for some conversation. Sonny, I understand that from Carol Thomas, the owner of this condo compound, that you are a resident.
That's correct.
And I guess the first question I want to ask you is, how does it live here at this compound?
It is wonderful to live here, to tell you the truth. I love it. If you like old Santa Fe, you like a little funky, you like New Mexico architecture, this is the place to be.
Uh-huh.
It's a beautiful courtyard, it's a beautiful common area, and I agree with some of the comments before. Carol has done a fabulous job in putting this project together. I'm in the construction business myself, so I know what it's like.
Uh-huh.
And she's done just a great, great job on this project.
How did you hear about this compound?
Actually, I saw it on the Internet one evening. I was here in town looking for a place to live.
Oh.
And I wanted a casita, and I wanted to be in a compound relatively close to the plaza. Mm-hmm. And I found it, and when I drove through the gates, that was it. I didn't even have to look inside the casita.
Oh.
I took it right away.
You did. Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title. I can tell that Sonny must be from Boston. He's got a real Boston. No, just kidding. Where are you from?
My Boston accent?
Yeah. Oh, you can do the imitations, too.
Yeah.
That's good.
Actually, all over, but Nashville, Tennessee, South Florida. And I was born in South Philly, actually.
South Philly.
Yeah.
Interesting. Ron Blessy.
Forget about it.
Down doing his Goodfellas imitation down there. Steve, it's funny, as a real estate broker, we see people like Sonny at the front end. We work with them. If Sonny was my client, go through the whole contract process. Steve Reiman, Fidelity National Title, you deal with Sonny when it comes to the closing table. It's always nice to have a real buyer, aside from the transaction, actually talk about a property that we're doing a remote from. It's sort of unusual, too, isn't it?
That's absolutely true. Here's Sonny, who walked in, fell in love with the love fest that Carol's created. Most of us buyers, or many of us buyers, we know when we walk in the door, this is our home, and we're comfortable here, and we're set. And Sonny obviously had that approach when he walked in the door, so he walked through those big, beautiful gates. And how could you not? I mean, there's just so much to enjoy here.
Right.
Each unit is so very different and so personalized and customized and funky as could be, which those of us who live on the edge of life love funky.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You can tell Sonny's got a little funky in him, too, so yeah. It doesn't surprise me that he came here and got comfortable right away.
And he's saying that in a very affectionate way, Sonny.
Yeah,
I know.
No,
for
I
sure.
Agree.
I know Mr. Reiman. I'm just curious, you're in the construction business. Dealing in a compound like this, which was rather unusual being downtown, have you gotten to know your neighbors at all here?
Actually, I've gotten to know everybody that lives immediately in the compound.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's been real nice, been very open and warming. They've had a couple cookouts over the summer, and they've invited me to. So it's a great group of people that live here, actually.
Since she's sitting here, I want to give equal time to the owner of this compound, Carol Thomas. Carol, just to validate what Sonny said, what's it like having him as a resident here in the community?
Well, I had to pay him a lot of money to say all those things he just said.
Yeah. Well, he did a great job for you.
Actually, it's great. It seems like most of the people that live here are professionals. Adult professionals, perhaps over 50. Everyone is very respectful, very dignified. I've had hundreds of tenants over the years, and it's just always a good group of people. Everyone has their own privacy. That was one thing that I built in. I personally like a lot of privacy, so they all have their own patios that are fenced and private, and then there's this common area. So it's not like you have to be face-to-face with your neighbors every day. You have
sure.
a place to kind of get away from each other and also socialize with each other when and if you want. But Sunny's been a great addition.
Well, and we want to invite everybody to come on down here and sort of get a taste of what Carol's talking about here at 220 Irvine Street. We've got some grilled food being prepared by Bernardo Garcia of BMG Contractors. You can talk to all of my guests. You can meet Sunny Golden, who's a resident here. He can validate all the things that he said in person to you. And again, we want to also remind you that though Carol talked about sort of the demographics of this community, everybody and his brother and sister, all ages, everyone in Santa Fe is welcome to come down here and write a contract on one of these beautiful condominiums because the community is wide open to everybody and anybody who is interested in joining this very unique location. I tell you what, Steve, we've got about a minute here before we go out. You know, we're getting some interesting commentary again. It's unusual for us to have a resident actually speak to us. It's very unusual to have the owner of one of these remote broadcast properties speak to us. Maybe we ought to sort of set this up as the standard for all the remaining remotes.
As long as we can invite Carol each time, that would be great with us. Obviously, she's comfortable behind the microphone, so she's doing a great job describing her property. You know, the market right now, Ray, is very good, and we've been increasingly busy at Fidelity, partly because our market share is up, but partly because there's just some real good energy now at this time of year in the market. And so, you know, I'm going to encourage folks there's not too many properties, or there are not too many properties in this price range, in this area, with this kind of comfort, this kind of detail. I'm going to encourage folks to come down today for sure. You know, we're not talking about multi-million dollar east side properties.
No.
We're talking about affordable condominium units that you can escape to. You can certainly enjoy professionally because we're close to downtown. This is a good buy. I don't suspect, Carol, that they'll last very long. I'm sure that you're comfortable with that comment. You know, the market's heated up over the past several weeks. We're encouraged by it. This is a good property. Folks ought to just come on out. Feel no obligation. Just come on out. Chit-chat with a couple of nice folks. Look at some fun-loving condominium units. Enjoy some food. Get in the shade where we're comfortable. And come on out and enjoy this property today.
I can't say it any better. I want to invite you to come on down to 220 Irvine Street. Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll go into our famous Open House of the Week segment, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
She didn't just visit the sick and poor. She moved in with them. It wasn't convenient, and it wasn't pretty, but they needed help. 12 more then joined this saint in the gutters. They were soon followed by over 4,000 other nuns who gave healing care in orphanages, AIDS hospices, and charity centers. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all. Compassion. Pass it on. A message from the Foundation for a Better Life.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 220 Irvine Street. The grill is underway over here. Mr. Bernardo Garcia of BMG Contractors is cooking away. We invite you to come on over to, again, as I said, 220 Irvine Street. Take a tour of this very, very unique condo compound. Enjoy some food. Meet all of my very special guests who are here today offering excellent commentary. And with the sound of that music, you know that we have actually reached our Open House of the Week segment brought to us by our very good friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. And I forgot Steve Raymond, my color commentator co-host today, one of the owners of Wynn Home Inspections, was your best man at your wedding, wasn't he?
He was indeed. Paul Norris, a good friend of mine, runs a wonderful business, is not alarming to his clients in terms of pointing out things that may need attention, et cetera, in the property, but yet very honest and very open about making sure that people know what they're looking at in terms of possible repairs or maintenance on the home. So
yeah, and that's a good word because sometimes a home inspection can be alarming with the results that are produced. We always are, as real estate brokers, we're always recommending to our sellers that they do pre-listing inspections if necessary. We don't have to worry about that here because we have the owner of this property, and she was the general contractor, Ms. Carol Thomas. So she anticipated every single issue that needed to be anticipated from a buyer's standpoint. Carol, it's been a pleasure doing the show here with you today. We're in this last segment of the show, and you and Steve Ream and I are going to wrap up things. We got about a good 8-9 minutes of conversation. So you gave a little bit of the history about this lovely and unique condo compound. I talked about the family and the heritage that's associated with this, the fact there was a grocery store in the condo that's for sale today as it started its first iteration. You want to continue on with any other interesting facts about the history of this location?
Well, as I said earlier, Antonio and Adela built these little casitas for their children as they married, and their family grew, and eventually the property went all the way back to Ambrosio Street. When Della was here, she used to tell me lots and lots of stories about people who lived here and things that happened. There was one cousin had a potato chip factory. Another uncle had he drove a cab. He actually had one cab, and that was his company. But Santa Fe was very small. The Guadalupe district was actually quite rural.
Uh-huh.
In those days. St. Francis was not here. Casa Solana was a dairy farm.
Right,
right across the street on Ambrosio Street, there was a big cistern for the cattle. One of the units that I have here that I actually lived in, it was the last unit that I did, were two little barns outside in the back of the grocery store where they would slaughter animals and butcher them and sell them in the grocery store. There are so many people that come by with so many stories. As I was doing this, people would always come by and say, oh, my grandpa lived there, or I was born here, and they all wanted to share. And so over those years of reconstructing this place, so much of Santa Fe, old Santa Fe, the people that had been here for generations came to me and shared their stories. Oftentimes they brought me things that I would incorporate into these little casitas. One of the things I never did was throw anything away. Sometimes we would find pieces of adobe with little match cars, you know, or a fingernail, a polish bottle, or little bottles, and I just saved everything. There was a time when I found a bag of marbles up in the rafters, and so I used those marbles in between my tile. And out on Irvine Street, as the locals say, there is a picture of Antonio and Adela, and there's a little shrine there. And there's also Our Lady of Guadalupe. This is the Guadalupe district. And around the tile of the Guadalupe is a halo, and that halo is made out of those marbles that came out of that bag. So I felt like there's a spirit here. There was life here.
Yeah.
And just to continue to honor that in rebuilding these places and, as I said earlier, just taking a big breath and breathing life back into it.
Well, as Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title talked about the previous segment, there's so much texture and history, and Carol, you're doing a great job of talking about it. I'm also reminded, Steve, that Fidelity National Title has its hands on some of the oldest and largest collection of title paper from documents in all of Santa Fe. I suspect there are probably a lot of those documents that relate to this old Guadalupe district.
Absolutely. To do a history on this property is extraordinary, to see the parts of it as it was assembled and come together. I think people are buying homes and enjoying homes more today because of the history and because of people who live there. The concept of buying a stark, maybe unlived in or just a sort of pure white home does not have the appeal that it used to.
Yeah.
And now people are looking for properties where there's some history, where there's some familia, where there's some passion that went into it, and care, and, you know, old grocery stores, those kinds of things, as Carol explains them, lends itself to a property that buyers really do want to have because they want to feel as though they're home again.
Yes.
And especially with today. With the anniversary that we have today, we want to live in properties that are valuable as homes and not just houses. And these condominiums, this entire project, Carol, that you've assembled, and she's done it over 20 years, folks. This isn't a brand-new slap-up, throw-it-together project.
No.
This is based on the history and love and family stories that I think buyers will really appreciate.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, Carol, you wanted to weigh in. Mr. Riemann was motivating you to think about something else.
I was thinking about something else. There's something about this neighborhood. You know, this is still a Santa Fe neighborhood. A lot of the old-timers still live here. And these people in this neighborhood supported me so much during the time that I was building this. It's a mixed neighborhood, you know. We have some new people coming to town and some old families on this street, and they are very, very dear to me. I've seen lots of kids grow up on this street.
Yeah.
And we've had lots of little fiestas in this common area.
Well, and we're having one today. Again,
yeah.
We're at 220 Irvine Street, where you can come on down here and enjoy some cooked food being prepared by Bernardo Garcia of BMG Contractors. Meet Carol Thomas, talk to Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title, take a tour of this location, see Mr. Vince Marciano of the Sachs Insurance Agency, and my very good friend, Mr. Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. All these folks are here today. Also talked to one of the residents who live here who was on the show earlier, Mr. Sonny Golden, who's enjoying some cooked food right now. Steve, we've got about a minute here before we have to conclude the show. Any last thoughts you want to leave with the listeners?
I would say that we often say now is the time with affordability and all the rest of the stuff. I want to encourage folks to come out and start visiting properties again, because it doesn't take very long to find a place that you know is home. It's home in your heart. It's home for your family. And we're seeing, like I said, increased traffic, increased contracts. Buyers are getting out again and allowing themselves to be teased or tempted or just allow themselves to enjoy some of the unique properties we have in Santa Fe. Again, I want to just invite everybody out today to come see these properties today. And this is, as you know, a no-pressure sale. This is just come, love Santa Fe, and maybe, just maybe, you find the home you've been wanting.
Absolutely. And Carol Thomas, those sentiments, you obviously want lots of people to maybe show up today, take a tour. And if they put a contract on one of these units, you're delighted. If they think about it and come back later, that's okay too, right?
Right. And I just want to say, come and visit us and viva la fiesta.
Very good. I want to thank my Sotheby's International Realty broker colleagues, Roxanne Apple and Abigail Davidson, and especially property owner Carol Thomas. We're letting us broadcast from this open house here at 220 Irvine Street, which is a place that all of you are invited to come to. Mr. Bernardo Garcia of BMG Contractors is cooking some food. You can hear the sirens in the background, which is announcing that lots of people are on their way coming from the fiesta downtown. Thank you, Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title, as always, for your terrific co-hosting. And Mr. Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage. Vince Marciano of the Saxon Insurance Agency for your excellent real estate commentary, as well as Sunny Golden for your colorful comments. Gino Thompson, my producer, Braden and Tyler, my technicians, as well as Kate, Debbie, and John at Sotheby's International Realty. Thank you for giving our loyal listeners a very top-notch show today. And lastly, thank all of you for tuning into the program today. And again, please join us here at 220 Irvin Street. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Talk 1260, KTRC AM Santa Fe. Community-oriented progressive talk.
And the world forever. Nearly 3,000 people were killed in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania. This 10th anniversary.